Hi, this is a dictation for Tony Tomlinson, TONITOMLINSON, date of service 12/26/1973. Date of visit is 7/5/2025. The patient was last seen on 6/16/2025, where she was complaining of severe pain in the area of neck and upper back and lower back, with the numbness and tingling and pain in both the wrist and right knee pain, and pain in foot and ankle. The patient suffers from extreme lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and flitting arthritis of all the joints. This has been affecting the patient irreversibly, and the patient has been in extreme pain, crying and tears. This is a 52-year-old African-American female. Patient presents for follow-up visit today on 7/5. Today, she reports of extreme pain in the neck, lower back. Neck pain is 7 to 8, lower back pain is 10, shooting down to the left buttock and left upper thigh in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Severe numbness and tingling and pain in the left wrist with involvement of second, third, and fourth finger. Severe pain in the left knee today and left ankle and foot. The left knee is very stiff, neck is very stiff, she cannot move, and she has a lot of pain, crying in pain. The pain level is between 7 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports are 25% pain relief with all the treatment protocols. Please review the record for ADL system review. Additional issues, as well as for the substance abuse and compliance plan. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 139 over 120. Pulse 79. Pulse ox is 98%. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit 0924-039. Except please add in the musculature examination that there is a spasm in the cervical and thoracic and upper part of the trapezius muscle bilaterally with several trigger points, especially more on the left side than the right. 2+ hypertonicity is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the lower back from L1 to L5 with tenderness of the both SI joints. The left shoulder is also reported to be painful and is expected to be pain because of the arthritis in the shoulder, as the patient suffers from lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. So are the left knee, which is quite painful. On the scale of 1 to 10, it is 9. And again, arthritis is suspected in this area. All the medical records are being collected. So once they are together, we'll have more better view and we'll plan better treatment protocol. So far, I have obtained a cervical and a lumbar spine MRI that showed degenerative disc disease and severe arthritic pain. So far, the patient is stable. Please review the records for the pain level, 7 to 10, ADL 10, for ADL system review, additional issues, as well as for the substance abuse and the compliance history. Physical examination, 139 over 120, pulse 79, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, 0924-039. The plan is to continue all the treatment, as such, continue the physical therapy. The patient was reviewed, the MRI that came, and further plans have been discussed with her. Options have been discussed with her. Thank you.